I begin talking. Oh, yes, Miss Snyder. Say what? Say? Nichols versus Bug Potter? Yes. Yes, I got that. Nichols versus Bug Potter. Well, certainly you'll have to drop in and get it. You don't think the bugs will come up after themselves, do you? No, I can't deliver. Now, there's nobody here but me, and I got a mind to store in the pump. Yes, all right.
Well, what's the matter now?
Hey, consign your ornery hide. Where you been keeping yourself? Dang near 6 o'clock. Thought you'd just gone over to the library.
Well, I did go to the library. I had some other errands to do. Stopped in the post office.
Oh, so that's it, is it? Standing around the post office, shooting off your mouth.
Well, I didn't stand shooting off my mouth.
And what'd you do, sit down?
No, I didn't sit down either. Land at Goshen. Can't a fella take an hour off without you crabbing about it? What in tarnation's the matter with you?
Every time Dick and Harry's been in here, kicking about something. I never seen such a bum day.
Never mind. Sit down. Cool yourself off. Let's see what the Corn Center Gazette's got to say.
Gosh almighty. Is the Gazette out on time this week?
Yep. It's certainly a miracle.
How's that?
I said it was a miracle.
I thought you said it was a Gazette.
It is the Gazette. I said it's a miracle. It is out on time. Don't you know what a miracle is?
Certainly I know what a miracle is. It's a lady mackerel.
Oh, no, it ain't. A mackerel's a fish. And a miracle is, like when Daniel was thrown to the lines.
A fishing line?
No, consigned fishing got nothing to do with it. Now, suppose a man fell off a 10-story building, hit the ground, and got up and walked away without being hurt. Now, what'd you call that?
Well, I call it accident.
Yes, but, suppose he fell off the building a second time and got up and walked off without being hurt. What'd you call it?
I call it just another accident.
Yes, but that thing, you don't get the idea. Now, suppose he fell off the building for a third time, got up and walked away without being hurt. What'd you call that?
Sure. By that time, I'd call it a habit.
Oh, what's the use of trying to explain something to you? Get away and let me read the paper, will you?
Go ahead and read it. Any special news?
Well, it says that Mrs. Pinkley's celebrating her 15th wedding anniversary.
Why, has she been married 15 times?
No, you poor fish, 15 years. It says that exactly 15 years ago next Sunday, she gave Captain Pinkley her hand.
And she's had him under her thumb ever since.
See here that Seth Wiggins' boy, Philbert's written home that he won the college medal for fencing.
For fencing, huh?
Yes.
He ought to be a big help to his pa in fencing that 20 acres of valley land they just bought.
Yes. Old man Wiggins just saying the other day that he... Oh, well, I'll be... Listen to this, would you? Listen. Gazette reporter Sal Ortega Cameron Misprey.
Says, who solved it?
Gazette reporter. Just listen. Your local paper scored another big scoop in clearing up the so-called Ortega Canyon mystery. With police authorities at their wits' end.
Which wits?
Not which wits. Wits. Wits' end.
Yeah, but which end?
I'm telling you, wits' end.
Which wits' end?
Oh, how do I know? I'm only telling you what it says here. It says, at their wits' end over the disappearance of Professor Jeffrey Thistlethwaite, who should solve the entire affair and produce Thistlethwaite, but our enterprising young townsman and Gazette reporter, Hector Q. Smith.
Hector solved it?
Yes, sir.
Well, consign it. It was Hector that started it.
Yes, but wait a minute now. Listen to this. Smith is a keen young go-getter who on more than one occasion has shown remarkable executive ability and clear thinking. He is the type of young businessman that Corn Center needs in the City Hall.
Sweeping out.
And in the opinion of the Gazette, represents unusual political timber.
Yeah, and most of the timber is in his head.
Mm. Unless the Gazette is much mistaken, Hector Smith for mayor is going to be a popular campaign slogan this fall. Think of that, Ed. Suggesting him for mayor.
Ah, shucks. Old man Schulzenheimer will win the election, same as he always does.
Yes, I reckon he likes that.
The editor of the Gazette must be crazy putting up Hector for mayor.
Well, oh, here's something, Ed. The Countess D'Aero entertaining.
Says she's what?
Entertaining.
Shucks. She ain't so darn entertaining.
Oh, I don't mean she's entertaining.
Then what does it say so for?
It means she's giving the party. Her ladyship...
Is she giving the party on a ship?
Darned if I know. Her ladyship, the Countess of Air, will entertain at dinner and bridge this evening at the Cragmire House, which she has taken for the summer.
I reckon it ain't going to be on a ship after all, then, is it?
No. Well... Among the guests will be Mrs. Hal Newbride, Mr. Hal Newbride, and Mr. Ebenezer Peter. That's you, Ed.
Well, the Gazette's wrong this time, because I ain't going to go.
Why, of course you're going to go.
Hey.
Oh, you are.
Hey.
Eb, you've got to go after you've been invited.
I don't give a darn. I ain't going.
But why? Why ain't you going?
Well, because I don't know how to act at no society dinner party. That's why.
Now, Ed, you don't have to worry about that at all.
I ain't going.
Well, now, I got everything fixed up for you, tell you. That's what I've been doing all afternoon. I can tell you just what to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know about it?
I know all about it. I got a book at the library that tells you just what to wear and how to act. Shucks, Ed, ain't nothing to it. It's all in the book here.
Well, I don't know. What does the book say?
Well, now, just a second. I find the place. Let me see what page. I have the darn thing marked. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It says, etiquette of the dinner party. Promptness is one of the chief social graces. The guest should always appear punk. Punk?
The guest should appear punk.
Shut up. Darn it. I'm trying to make out this here word. Punk. Punctually. Yes, that's it. Punctually. At the appointed hour, he will be admitted by a footman.
By a what?
A footman. That's the fellow who stands by the door and sees that everybody wipes their feet. A footman or butler to whom he should give his hat, gloves, and stick.
You mean I got a stick till the fellow gives him back?
No, you don't.
Then what do I do? Just give him the hat and gloves and then leave?
No, Dad Reddick, you stay there. You mean the stick like you carry in your hand. Now keep still, will you? Also his card, so that...
Hold on. What card? I ain't got no card.
Oh, yes, you have. I bought you some this afternoon. A whole goddamn deck of cards. Also his card, so...
But wait a minute. What card will I give him?
I'll give him the ace of spades. I don't suppose it makes much difference. Also his card, so that he can announce him.
Well, do I got to announce the fella?
Yep, that's what it says.
I don't know how to announce no butler.
Oh, of course you do. Ain't you never heard anyone announced on the radio? You do it just the same way.
I didn't want to go.
Well, now listen. All you have to do is sort of holler out, and now, folks, we present the butler through the courtesy of Ed Peters, like that.
Well, that seems easy enough.
Nice, certainly it's easy. I'm telling you, ain't nothing to it, Ed. Then it says here, the hostess will indicate the lady whom you are to take in to dinner.
Well, now, hold on just a second. Do I got to take some lady to dinner?
Yep.
Well, where'll I take her?
Take her to a restaurant. Take her to a restaurant.
Yeah, but I thought I was going to eat at the Countess's.
That's right, ain't it? Oh, wait a second, wait. I just happened to think the Countess said the dinner ain't to be till 8 o'clock. More than likely, the guests will be getting mighty hungry for that time and they want a little snack. Maybe you'd better take the lunch along. Eat it right there. It'll save you coming clear back to town.
Yeah. What else does the book say?
Well, it tells you about eating. Says
never mind about eating. I know how to eat. Been eating for years. Just skip that.
Well, the next part's about what to wear. Says here, the proper attire for the formal dinner is the conventional silk hat and evening clothes with black boots.
That ends the whole darn business.
What?
I ain't going to go.
What?
Where am I going to get a conventional silk hat?
I already got one for you, Eb.
You did?
Yes, it's right here in this package. Borrowed it from old man Schulzenheimer. In fact, I got your whole darn outfit here. Now, wait till I get it. I'll unwrap it here.
Well, Yeah, but how'd you know it's a... How do you know it's a conventional silk hat?
Because it is. It is. Old man Schultzenheimer wore it to the Delicatessen Men's Convention in 1906. There. There you be. Ain't that a dinger?
Yes, pretty slick looking at that.
Well, you're done tooting it, sis.
Hey, what in tarnation you got the nightshirt for? I don't wear no nightshirt to the party, do I?
Certainly you do.
You're crazy.
Well, I ain't crazy. It says right here in the book that you wear evening clothes, don't it?
Yeah, but I tell you, there's something funny about all this.
There ain't nothing funny at all. My consign, it didn't account to sell, say, it was just a little party and that nobody was going to dress. Here, you just put it on while I fix up some lint for you.
Yeah, well, all right. Now, give me it.
Hurry up now.
I'll get it over my head.
Hey, what do you want for a lunch? Some donuts and one of them round Dutch cheese would be all right?
Yeah, and say, while you're at it, put in a couple of dill pickles.
All right. Mm. Oh, what about your boots? The book says you got to wear black boots. And I forgot.
I can wear my rubber boots. Well, they're black.
Yes, now go ahead,
Frank,
and put them on.
I am putting them on, ain't I? Yes. God darn it, don't rush me. Now, this here left one's kind of tight.
Well, back down on it.
Yeah. Now, how do I look?
Now, wait a second. Oh, put on the hat.
It's kind of big.
Well, put it down over your ears more. There, tuck them in your ears in a bit there. Oh, say, you look fine. That's fine, Eb. Well, now, here's your lunch. I put it in the sack for you, and the deck of cards is in there, too.
Well, I reckon I better get going, then. It's the right smart walk up to the counters.
Yep, reckon you had. Well, have a good time, Eb, won't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Eb, wait, Eb, wait.
Yeah, what do you want?
You forgot your gloves. Wait, I'll bring you a pair of these here canvas gloves you got. And listen, Eb, listen. Don't forget your stick. You can pick one up somewhere along the road.